Hey, this is Lee from the Hellfire Club, and you're listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the flight and the fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. exercise. He said climb in and tell the gorilla to move over.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 480, providing you the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, BuildTheScene.com/radio, AltRockRadio.ca, and then we head across the pond to xrpradio.co.uk, and I feel like I forgot one, and if I remember it later, I'll tell you what it is. It's been one of those nights already, Dan.
I hear you.
So with me tonight on episode 480 is Dan Stonerook. Did I say that right?
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about Dan's musical history and try and find out some things that people may not know about him this evening. And we'll also talk about the album, The Very Stable Genius. And that's where I want to start off. I want to know where that album name came from.
There are two things. It's a little tongue-in-cheek with the president, some of his comments that he's made. And then my touring schedule last year, I put on 30,000 miles on my car just from playing out. And I was in a bad spot for a little while there, going through, I had a death hit me real close. So my way to cope through it was playing music. So I was out playing like three or four times a week, from like July until December. So I was joking around about it. It took a very stable genius to keep it together during that time.
30,000 miles. That's what kind of car do you have that put up with that with equipment in it?
At the time, I had a GMC Yukon.
Okay. So you had a beast. So,
yes. Yeah, I was up into like the Du Bois area, out to like Clarion, Zeeley and Opal, Pittsburgh, down into West Virginia, Maryland, out to State College, like everywhere and anywhere in between too.
Did you play the Rathskeller in State College?
I did not.
I am going to go in there one day. I go up there almost every year for a competition with my students, and every year I'm like, I'm going to go in there. But I'm always there with 7th and 8th graders, and it's a bar, so I can't do it. And then the last time I was up there that I wasn't with them, it was closed. Closed, not. But I heard it's reopened.
Yeah, they just reopened a little while ago.
Now, you're from the Johnstown area, is that correct?
Yes.
I was just sort of in that area. I ended up, my brother lives in Bellefonte, so I went to visit him last weekend. So we kind of drove past the exit.
Yes.
But
there's only a couple exits for Johnstown.
Let's see. Since 30,000 miles, if I was on that tour with you, what would the soundtrack of our travels sound like?
Oh gosh. You're looking probably, some Hayes Carl, Ray Wiley Hubbard, Steve Miller, and probably a few local bands.
You can name them. That's what the show's about.
Black Ridge.
Okay.
Like yeah, I'm friends with those guys. Paul actually produced my first album.
Which Paul? Paul Cha or Paul Greeny?
Paul Cha. Yeah.
Yeah, I know them too.
I forgot there's two Pauls.
Yes. I recently took a picture of Paul Greeny in a wedding dress on stage.
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm a fan of theirs. I'm usually like, I'm not. If there's horns, I usually like shy into it because I had a bad experience with Sky one time. But I really do like Black Ridge. In fact,
yes.
Since you brought them up, I'm gonna play them.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I opened for those guys at the Brown Hotel in Indiana a few years ago and became friends with them that way. And, Paul hosts an open mic night in the area here. So I've been going to Paul Chaw. I jump in there every once in a while when I'm free. I took my band up there. His open mic night, the one night, because our bass player had never played in front of a live audience before. we were getting ready to make our first live appearance in a couple of weeks, and I needed to kind of break him in. So we did a crash course.
Just make sure.
Yeah. He was like, he goes, what if I screw up? I said, just screw up in the same time. Stay in the same beat and screw up.
I used to tell people when they were playing live here, they'd be like, oh, we messed that up so badly. I'm like, don't say that on the mic. Nobody knew. So, Dan, can you pinpoint the moment in time that you knew that you wanted to be a musician?
Oh. I started... I bought a guitar, and then I didn't play it, and I started to learn to play harmonica, and it was probably about like 2004. Like I realized I was kind of decent at the harmonica, and it was something I wanted to do. And I got more back into the guitar because nobody really wanted a harmonica player, so I started learning guitar. So it was right around then, and working towards the goal ever since.
I'm glad you mentioned a harmonica. I need to ask my son where his is because he hasn't been playing it lately. I know where his guitar is. It's in the closet because it doesn't get played either. What about, have you ever had a really embarrassing moment on stage that you'd be willing to tell us about?
Sure. I was playing a gig one time and halfway through my second song of the night, the stool I was sitting on broke.
Ow.
And I fell backwards and landed on my back on the stage and I just laid there and finished playing the song. What else are you supposed to do?
Well, yeah. Did they get you another stool or did you?
Yes. Yeah, they did.
So I gave you four really easy questions to start off. The next segment, it might be a little tougher.
All right.
But before we do that, we're going to listen to your song, Highway 11. What can you tell me about that song?
I wrote that song. It's about an abandoned drive-in movie theater outside of Bristol, Virginia. I did a mini tour down there a couple years ago, and I went out for breakfast the one morning and drove past this abandoned drive-in movie theater. And it, just from the looks of it, you could tell it had been there for a very long time. And had a big for sale sign on it. So I drove off the road and went up the driveway to it. And I just explored it for like a good couple hours, checking everything out and getting some pictures and everything there. And I just started writing the song on the spot. And I set up my video camera and I was trying to record myself playing it. And you couldn't hear any of it because it was really windy. So I went back to my car and I was jotting down what I had just come up with and what I could hear from the video, and I put the song together. And then when I got home, I finished it.
Did you make a lyric video with the photos you took to go along with it?
I did, and I need to fix it now that I have a good recorded copy. I used just like a demo of what I recorded at home and put the video together with it from my pictures and everything.
That just seemed like the way that was going to go.
Yes. Yeah. Like I was thinking that the whole way. Yeah. That was, I was thinking the whole way too. Like I was like, wow, like it was one of those moments where like it just, everything came to me at once. I was like, oh wow. And I think sometimes my writing doesn't go like that. So like this one, it came to me and hit me hard. And I was like, I gotta get this down now before I forget it.
Okay.
And I did. And it's a pretty, pretty nice song, I think.
Well, how about we take a few minutes and we go ahead and listen to Highway 11 by Dan Stonebrook. And we're going to follow that up with Deedles by the band Private Eye from their album Better Late Than Ever. And we'll be back for another segment with Dan.
Fast cars, muffled lanes. attraction. There are many other empty places on Highway 11. Just because they still hang in the field, what applied to the movie they
That was Dan Stonerook and his song Highway 11, and right after that you heard from Private Eye and their song Deedles. I have a couple more questions for Dan in this segment, and then we'll listen to some more of the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. So, Dan, this may seem like a little bit of deja vu, but if you could go back to the 1970s, what is the first thing that you would do that would be related to music?
Oh, man. I'd be heading out to L.A. I'd be trying to I'm a big fan of the Eagles. And from them, I got to know some of the other, like, artists from them, some of the guys that I co-wrote with them, and some of the songs that they covered when they started off, and tried to, like, infiltrate the scene and push some of my songs onto them, like J.D. Souther and Jack Tempchin. I was actually friends with Jack Tempchin on AOL Instant Messenger way back in the late 90s, early 2000s when I was in college. I used to sit there and pick his brain on some questions when I started getting into music a little more seriously.
So you're going out on your first international tour. Who would be your supporting acts?
Oh, I'm going to take like a similar lineup to like stuff I do. I'd have Steve Earle with me. I actually saw Steve Earle a couple of years ago up at State College, and walking through town waiting for the show, I got mistaken for him at a couple of guitar shops in town. And I should have fully taken advantage of it, but I didn't. And I'd have Hayes Carl and Jack Ingram with me too. That would be the lineup. Jack and Hayes did a Facebook Live concert. The one time Hayes does this concert once a month series, it was called Enough Rope. And just listen to those guys talk and chatter on stage, like you can tell that they've been friends forever, and like you just got the feel that everybody that was at the show was like in with the group. And I just, you get that vibe, and even listening to them on Facebook, you had that vibe, like you were in with the group, hanging out with them, listening to them play and talk. So I could just imagine like what it would be like behind the scenes, backstage. On stage, backstage with them. Yeah.
What is one thing that people would be surprised to learn about you?
I'm kind of on a Willie Nelson album.
How exactly did that happen?
I bought a ticket to see him one time, and part of the ticket, we got a copy on the USB drive of the show that evening live. And so, in the middle of the evening there was a spot where there was a silence, and I shouted out a request on stage, and he heard me and he played the song. And then when he was done, he paused for a second before he went in to start playing again. And I yelled, "Thank you, Willie." And he picked me up on the microphones, and then he stopped and goes, "Well, you're welcome."
You didn't ask him to play Freebird, did you?
No. it was a song called Superman that he wrote. He wrote about his carpal tunnel surgery.
I think I'm going to have to look that one up. I'm not familiar with it. I would like to see Willie live. Not being a country fan, but I don't really classify him as country. He's, you know, the beginning of Southern rock, and you know him and the Man in Black, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, and at this point too, like in his career and everything, like it's like he's a national treasure. You know, you kind of have to, whether you like him or not, or like the genre, like, you know, he's up there.
I think his guitar is older than me. And probably you, from the dates you gave me, because I think we're probably pretty close in age.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
So what's next for Dan Stonerook as a musician?
Right now the plan is trying to put my band fully together and start booking more shows and doing some more live recordings with them. I slacked off this past year on booking a lot of shows to get the band more familiar with my style and some of my original music to get us ready to start playing out a lot more. And we've had a few lineup changes happen already since we started. Our first gig was on Record Store Day back in April. So working on trying to just get everybody on the same page and find a couple guys who can fill in and go from there. I got some songs that are ready to be recorded, and I got some stuff on my first two solo albums that I want to redo with the band. So we have enough material, original material, to start making an album here this winter.
Now, do you have shows coming up with your band, The Wounded Moose, and a solo act as well?
Yes. Yeah, I'm both the band and myself as a solo artist, we're playing September 21st and 22nd at the Cambria County Arts and Heritage Festival out at Duman Lake County Park outside of Evansburg. The band, we're closing the festival on 22nd at 4 o'clock, and then I'll be playing solo off and on Saturday and Sunday throughout.
Now, and then, are you playing like in between sets while they're switching bands over?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing like little quick hour, 45 minute sets in between.
What other shows do you have coming up?
So then I have, I'm playing the Point Street Tavern in Salzburg on, Saturday, the, I think it's the 8th. Or the 7th.
I think it's 7th. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the 25th, I'm playing at Howler's. I'm opening for Bob Fleming and the Cambria Iron Company. They're from down in South Carolina. They're coming up promoting his new solo, or I guess it's a duo, promoting their duo album. So I was asked if I could jump on the lineup, and I said, yeah.
If you've never been to Howler's, that date is as good as any is to get there and experience it.
Yes. We played there. That was our third show as the band. We played there Saturday evening after we played at Millville in the afternoon, the Millville Music Festival. It was definitely an interesting evening. It was, we call ourselves Americana Rock and Roll. And we opened, and then, like, as the bands went on, like, they progressively got a little harder. And it was an interesting lineup.
Do you remember who you played with?
I think one was Blue Clutch.
Okay, I've heard of them.
And, I don't remember what the other one was. I'm drawing a blank right now.
That's okay. You got me one to check out. how can my listeners get a hold of your music?
I have my music on Bandcamp. And then, you know, if they get me on Facebook or by email and shoot me a message, I can get them a physical copy that way or at a live show.
And that Bandcamp is danstonerookmusic.bandcamp.com.
And yes,
if they're looking for you on Facebook, it's Facebook. You would search Dan Stonerook Music.
Yes.
I want to thank you for coming on to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I do want to mention the upcoming shows before we go any further. Next week we have Shai Kennedy, who's going to talk about Descendants of Crom and her band Whorehound. On the 20th, it will be Inco Fido. September 27th, Gunpowder and Lilac. Calber on October 4th. Fear of Fish Studios on the 11th. Negan on the 18th. Samantha Sears on the 25th. Then we hit November, where we have Adam Fitz on the 1st. Animus on the 8th. Skies of Terra on the 15th. We went acoustic to heavy there. Then we're going to venture off to Philadelphia with Mr. Lisp on the 22nd. The Rust Project will be on November 29th. And the last show that I have currently booked is Scarlet Sky on December 6th. And I also have my other podcast, Three Questions and a Song. That one is all over the world. In fact, coming up, I'm actually interviewing an artist from Rome, Italy. that should be interesting because he doesn't speak a lot of English, but his wife does. So we'll see how that goes. His name is Vincenzo Grieco. this has been episode number 480. You can check us out 24/7 at parockshow.com. And if you click on radio schedule, you can find out where and when you can hear the show on streaming internet radio and FM in St. Louis, Missouri. My name is Bill. This has been episode 480 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Junior from Unbroken Soul, and you are listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show.